Don't you wanna go? I know I do. You see, I got a mansion in heaven. I'm going home where my Savior is. Oh, yeah. That is where I want to live. I will wear a white.
Your best you. Come on. You are enough. Come on. You are enough. What's going on, Rita?
Nothing much.
Listen, it's a lot going on in the world today.
Yes.
A lot of things that we can talk about. So let me throw some stuff out there. Then we go get it to Love Joe's top deck because she done hit us with the pop gun today. We go get into that. Listen, when I say hit us with the pop gun, she can play. What we gonna talk about today is for every parent, somebody. Rita, you got a mute your phone, baby. Every parent has dealt with this one way or the other in discussion, in dealing with your children, having to let your children know. What are you? Give us the topic before we get into.
Are you a mother or are you being a friend?
Jesus.
Come on now, y'all.
Jesus, are you a mother or are you being a friend? My husband got some colorful words to this. Thank God he's not on here today. But we want to keep it clear.
I can only
imagine. We want to keep it clear.
Yeah.
Now, what I do want to bring up, let's talk about what's happening right here in Houston. The news, the downtown Polk Street, whatever the name of that street is. They were down there protesting yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
Okay, ladies, weigh in. How you feel about what's going on today in this day and time right now? How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel like it's something that's been needed. And I love the protest, you know, and, you know, people do it in their own kind of way. I don't want it to be a temporary thing.
Right.
You know, temporary madness makes me mad. You know, so, you know, if you have a passion about something, you're going to do something or whatever. Never feel like an island. If you have an idea of something that can be pushed through, because I have a few of whatever, and I'm going to make sure I send them on forward, you know, whatever, the people that I know that can you know, get my suggestions in, you know, with the powers that be. But what's going on is very needed, and I am so proud of the people of Houston.
Come
60,000 people?
60,000.
Not a rock throne. Not, I mean, anything. Bumby, Trader Truth.
Now let's be real. You know, some folks tried to pop out.
They tried, but you know what? Yeah. If one person in the group stands up and say, "Hell
that's
no!"
Right, shut it.
Hell no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's
but sometimes you know you have to be a little forceful, and that's just the bottom line. When you see things going on that are not right, it takes that one person to say no.
Hey, call. Listen, now you gotta be somebody, mama. Sometimes, hey, shut
out.
Put
that down.
Shut out somewhere.
Right.
That ain't what we out here
That's
for.
That's not what we out here for.
You know,
so.
I saw folks doing line dances
line.
And all kinds of stuff.
You know what?
I thought that was very, very nice.
Now I'm a trail ride girl. You know, I love the whole. You know, there were trail riders that surrounded the park.
Oh.
There were trail riders out there mounted up on horses protesting. Get
awesome.
Your buggy and wagon and come on. Yes, it
awesome.
Was really a beautiful scene. No, I wasn't down there.
Oh, but I am going to say this. Love jokes. I want love jokes. But I am going to say this. I don't want anybody to feel like because you didn't go down there, did you?
Oh, no.
If you watched it on the news, if you were, because we had protests going on all on Instagram, Facebook,
exactly.
Poor Black Business, Blackout Tuesday. It was awesome. It was something going on
everywhere yeah.
to represent what we're going through. Go ahead, Love Jones.
I'm just glad everybody was safe. And I said that, y'all, so please don't come to me for how I feel. I'm glad that people were protesting, but I'm glad that it was diverse. But I'm going to say this. I need my people to be in the front line because we're fighting this cause. I can't, how are you going to fight for me? And I'm not really fighting for myself. How can you lead me when I'm trying to lead myself? So,
if I ain't right, fighting right for me, fight for me.
So,
that's like they say, the oppressor can't tell you.
That's how I feel.
Right, exactly.
So that's how I feel. So
sure.
My thing was, it was a lot of them in the head of the line, and, hey, they were starting the crap, and then we got blamed for it. So that's the thing. That's the issue that I was having. I don't have a problem with them coming out with us because what I realized is that our soul people, your enemy will be right there on the side of you.
That's true.
So you got to be careful of that as well. You know, I'm just saying.
That's
you know,
true.
Don't come for soldiers because of the way I feel. These are my feelings, so can't nobody tell me how I feel. But
right.
I just felt like I saw a comment, a young lady, African-American young lady, oh, I couldn't go out there, but my two friends, they were white, and they went at my spot. They went to protest for me. Yeah, that's an issue for me. Because how can they stand up for some your rights when they're your rights? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm not saying it the correct way for y'all to understand it. I don't know, but I feel the way I feel, y'all. I mean, hey, and like you say, I hope it's not temporary because not only should we just protest, we should keep our money to ourselves. I mean,
hey,
invested in our own people, and I say that because we are the consumers. We are the ones that go in the stores and buy all these things that half the time we don't need. We just really, really want, y'all. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But protesting is a beautiful thing, but we gotta also have something else with that because look at the when they protest the bus. One day they didn't do that, and I thought that the young lady said 30 days, but she said over 300 days.
Mm-hmm.
They protest. The people walk for 300 days. Are we willing to do something like that as far as not shopping these shops for 300 days, giving my money unless it's essential? If I have to go to the grocery store, and there is no Black grocery stores. I'm just saying, y'all, what else are we willing to do to get this point across?
Well, I like that y'all brought that up because I was thinking that, too. I said, you know, we get so excited about that moment.
Right.
The moment. About that moment. But look how many people have died.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we got excited about Eric Garner. We got we got excited about Trayvon Martin. We got excited. Everybody got out and I don't mean excited like overjoyed, but I mean we got riled up for a moment. And a lot of people that, and I'm going to throw this out, a lot of people that are out there have nothing, their mind is not even in tune with what's really happening, you know. So I do like to look at all the aspects of it, you know, and I think that is powerful what you said, you know. Are we going to keep this up?
Yeah.
Are we willing, because I'm going to tell you right now, while somebody was posting on Instagram that they are so into the movement, they were still shopping online. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They were still doing. So people, black people have been treated like this, and my husband said a lot of cultural things, so I'm trying to take the color out of this thing right here.
But it's about
he color. Said, if you give, no, I mean colorful as in cussing.
Okay, I got you.
If you give, he said, this is how white people have treated us for a long time.
Yeah.
Throw some shiny out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go after it.
Right.
You know? And so we got white people, we got folk of different races standing with us,
right.
But they're not out there for our cause.
Come on now.
They're out there for their own cause. You know, I saw some different protesters that was holding up signs, but they were saying all oppression, which I agree with. All oppression has to go. But when you do that, you water down our message.
Our cause, yes.
You water down. Mm-hmm. Like I say, okay, I feel you. But this ain't, you know, it's like coming to the Million Man March. You get what I'm saying? And,
yeah, I mean,
but I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, what are our motives? And when we show up like that in droves and we got folk hugging on folk and, we are in this with you together. But tomorrow when you see me in the grocery store, tomorrow when I'm getting on the elevator with you, or you been finna get off the elevator, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going to be holding your purse? Are you still going to be, you know, judging my son? Can my son can he begin? Because he can't. Can he begin to ride down the street in a car with rims on it without you thinking he's a drug dealer? Can you see what I'm saying? I mean, can he begin? Is this going to end racial profiling? See, it's a mindset that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And I always tell people saying, well, it shouldn't be riots. We need to all do this in peace and we need this. I'm sorry. I might not be that one. I'm that one that say God allows things to happen for a reason.
A reason.
Now,
exactly.
I'm going to tell you something. We tried to talk to him. We tried to do this.
Exactly.
We tried to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be the popular one in this one.
Come on now.
But
exactly.
God allows some things to happen to help you understand that we need to change this for real.
Yeah. For real.
Not for like real. Because people are mad.
Yeah.
Now, he may not have Christian folk out there doing it, but guess what? God got some folk that'll go out there and do.
Okay.
That'll go out there and say, hey, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Exactly. Are you going to let me breathe now?
Yeah.
You understand me? So.
Yeah, because that was my whole concern. I was just like, we, as our people, we are always a forgiving people. And somebody slap us and we'll forgive them. And they keep doing the same stuff. They slap us and then we forgive them. And here we are again. Are they going to slap us and we're going to forgive them again? And I already slapped us. So now it's time to stand up and say, you know what, I'm tired of this, and then if it's enough, it's enough, and really fight for this cause. Don't fight for just this week and last week and the next week, and then everybody say, oh, well, you know, the chief got up there and he trusts and this and that. Okay, yeah. But when I heard the interview last night on 26, he was talking some good stuff, but he went all the way around the corner and back again, and I was like, oh, okay, so you adding this in, that now, hey. My
Let's hear what Rita, I forgot Rita was on there. Rita, I'm sorry. Rita, listen, this topic good.
Okay, we just.
Ooh, come on, Rita, because this topic here.
Yeah, I was just listening.
Come on through, girl. Come on through.
I think everything everyone is saying is vital. At the same time, I do love the unity of all the diverse cultures on yesterday. But at the same time, like you said, we don't want this to be temporary. We're trying to make a statement, and we have to stand up and make the statement that needs to be made. And before somebody think about doing it again, they'll think about it. We want to change our culture. And I think, like you said, it's a change of heart. I look at more so a lot of the things on a spiritual perspective, of course, but at the same, because it has to do with everyone's heart. So if we could get people to change their heart in the way they view people, because I believe us beautiful black people are creative and wonderful in all aspects. So I just think, like, during this time, I don't know. It's just a lot going on. And so actually, at the point, I really didn't know what to feel or how to feel looking at everything. But then, like I said, it's not only in Houston. You know, you have people fighting all over the country. All over the world. And I think it's a beautiful thing where everybody can come together. And no disrespect to all the other incidents that happened before this one, but this one made history because it was like no other. It was the breaking point, and people was willing to go to the max to make this statement. And I'm just hoping that this particular incident would make a statement to the point of next time somebody even think about they're going to think about this time in history or whatever. So, like I said, I love the protest that's going on, the peaceful protest that's going on. And like you said, we don't want to make this a temporary thing. We want to make a statement, and we have to make a stand. And united we stand, and divided we fall. So, I just pray and hope that we bring in unity in our culture, in our world. So that's all I had to say.
Well, y'all know, yesterday my husband went to the store, and it's the gas station, and a young man, African-American young man, went in there, and he gave the man $20 and said, you know, I want whatever he wanted out the shelf. That's his business. But he wanted something, And so the man, I'm not sure his background. I think it's Iranian. I'm not sure his time. But he told him, he said, oh, this looks fake. This $20 looks fake. My husband said, don't you start that. Don't you start that in here. Man, what are you doing? And so the owner came out from the back, and he looked, and he said, this is not fake. This is real. And my husband said, see, this is the issue. As soon as we give you our money, you want to say that it's fake. But you want our money, though. You want to treat us like crap. He said, you know what? This is my last time coming to the store. He said, because this is unacceptable. You're not going to change, and we're trying to change things right now, and you're not going to change. Right now, we're going through all that we're going through right now, and you still have the nerve to say, oh, I think this is fake $20.
Yeah.
That could have been a whole another issue because this man said, oh, it looks fake.
It looks fake. Not what it's got to be.
Exactly.
It's
your
thing.
Exactly. Before you yell that out. In this society today,
right.
Get you a pen.
Right,
like, you know, a pen could save your life.
Right.
So,
okay, my life can save my life.
Right.
Exactly, in a case like that.
Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
God.
So, like, I'm like, that was just yesterday. Why am I downtown protesting? This is what you say.
Well, these issues have happened before, you know, with the police and the police brutality and everything like that. I just think that he's the Rosa Parks of his time. Like Rosa Parks, there are many people in Rosa Parks' time that wouldn't give up their seat, that went to jail, that or whatever for the same exact thing, you know, or whatever. But Rosa Parks in that time was the enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. If they don't appreciate our contributions to riding this bus and they don't see, sometimes you have to show people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, in order for them to see, if they don't respect my black dollar, well, I just walk to work.
I walk to work.
You know, there are some places I won't go. There are some black businesses that I won't deal with. I'm gonna tell real quick.
Tell the truth.
I was on Chimney Rock and Braidwood, and I call this eating establishment, I'll just say along OST.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to hold on. So I'm holding on. I'm going to place my order and go ahead and, you know, drive by and get it. 17 minutes later, when I pulled up at the establishment, I was still on hold. I was still on hold. And I asked for the manager, and I showed them my phone. Okay? We have to do better as a people within ourselves.
Ooh, that's good. Ooh, I like where you go.
We have to do better as a people. If,
ooh,
you know, other people might, and
what's the big word? Integrity.
Exactly. You know, whatever. If we're going to sit up and encourage and urge people to shop black or whatever, you have to be, you know, receptive or whatever to your people that are coming in to patronize.
So they will talk to you any kind of way.
They
knew one of my
talk to you any kind of way. So that's the whole issue about period.
But in our race, we do have. And I'm going to go ahead. People, hey, get ready.
If they come for you, I got you. Come on.
Okay. I always talk to my husband. My husband says, I get so passionate about this. But I'm that Uncle Tom and.
Why do we use that word? Do y'all know where Uncle Tom came from? It's
he was the one that worked in the big house.
That's we don't know our history because we think Uncle Tom is the one that was. For the white man, but that's not the Sambo, and I don't know why we say Uncle Tom.
Okay,
is
it Sambo? Is Sambo? Is it Sambo? Okay, Sambo. We got some Sambo. Okay, she gonna educate me later on who it was. Well, all I know it was a black man in the big house
right.
with a master,
right.
And he didn't want nobody to mess up his stuff.
Right.
Okay, so we got some Sambos. We got some folk in our community
mm-hmm.
who feel like I got mine, get yours. He didn't do nothing to me, so
right.
it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
And
right.
so we allow different things, even when, let's be honest, we see a young man come in our store with a hoodie on, we do the same thing. We treat him, we look, we want to make sure he's not stealing. But like I say, integrity. Are we all walking in that integrity? Are we changing things within our race as well?
Right.
So it can't just be something we want somebody. That's fine. They need to do it because we deserve it
right.
as a human being.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
As a human
right.
race. Exactly.
Now, if we dive over into our own issues, our own culture, we do need to do better.
Yes, we do. I totally agree with that. I'm not against that at all. But recently, I was saying that when you were saying some black people act a certain kind of way, I have been in many establishments getting my nails done, from my toes to my nails to my lashes, and they talking noise about you, but you don't even understand. You're like, what? You can tell it's kind of like torture. You're like, what?
What did you just say? I'm
going to go, and then boo.
Like,
I be looking you talking about my toes.
Yeah, and so
my thing ain't
even
that bad.
My whole thing is, when I've been to a black establishment, they was like, girl, I say, I know. It's been a minute. I respect that better than
because
I know what you're saying. And
exactly.
We can address the issue. But when I don't understand what you're saying, I don't like that. I do not like that at all. And that's me.
Well,
they don't have to do.
Well, I don't care who it comes from. You, black.
It's
from black uppity folk.
Oh, yeah.
In our culture that handles their own people.
I ain't met them.
A certain way. You ain't ran across them?
They've been not going across me.
Thank you, Jesus, that you haven't. But I done ran across.
I
done ran across.
So I don't need your money.
But all I'm saying.
I'm going to bring you up there. I'm going to sit you on.
All I'm saying is we, just like every other culture, we do have flaws.
Yeah.
We do. But just like you, this person has a right. To everything in life, we have a right to everything in
right.
life. We have a right to dreams. We
mm-hmm.
have a right to prosperity, live wherever we want to live
exactly.
and go wherever we want to go.
Uh-huh.
We have a right to breathe. We have.
We
okay. God.
Yes.
I
yes,
can
we
say
do.
It.
We
can
do.
You can
say
I just throw that? We have a right
yes, we do.
To breathe. All
yes.
I'm saying.
Let me exhale. Yes.
Can you breathe?
I'm
okay.
Breathing.
Thank
Come
you, Lord.
Can you breathe?
Thank
you. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes. Okay.
Rita, can you breathe, girl?
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
But guess what? Guess what? We just wanted to talk a little bit about the riots and the protests and the looting. No.
It's your house. So it's not us that's breaking the stuff.
It's
oh,
stuff.
No, no,
it's
not us
that's entering the stuff. So, yeah. That's, so you're going to let me
break it down.
Over there to that water.
Break it down.
I was just like, when I
came,
I was like,
they're going to
break it.
And walk out.
And
guess what we're
going to
do? Run up in there and get some knives.
You know, excuse me, I didn't break it, but you entered it, honey. It's the
same. Oh, this one lady on the internet, she didn't even say I didn't break it. She just said I'm getting these shoes for me and my kids. Got in her car and rolled off. I say, look at him.
Yeah.
Look at
him. Well, my thing is, if that was the case for me, I'm not going anywhere, first of all, because that is not what I was down there for.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I'm keep it moving. I'm be like, now y'all know y'all need to be ashamed of y'allself. That ain't what we down here for. Now y'all gonna go up in there after they done broke the window to show y'all to go up in there because they want y'all to want them to see us neutering and going in these stores and make it seem like we the one causing it. But because they open the doors, you don't have to go in there.
That's true.
Just because they open that door don't mean you had to go in there.
That's right.
Just because the door's open. And a lot of us don't understand that. Baby, if that door's open, look. Yeah,
I ain't even looking.
I'm
going to just keep it moving. I'm going to run.
I'm going to look at the thing. Y'all know y'all need to be ashamed of y'all self, but I'm going
to
keep
it moving.
But,
you know, if you go back to some of those videos on the front line, the people that was on the front line are even black. But they
that's
the ones that's going after the police. And
that's
and
my whole
life.
Point. That's
and,
my whole point.
You know, and I'm like,
that's
I was watching a video of even down in Houston. You had black folk just walking and had, you know, just doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just saw this white man just get down on
mm-hmm.
his knees and get to doing all kinds
mm-hmm.
of stuff. And I was looking like,
that's the agitators.
What
the
part
that,
of the game is
that,
this?
Because they want us to be where we are.
Yeah.
So now they're afraid. I'm going to tell y'all, they're afraid. You know why? Because now they feel like, oh, they're standing. Hold on. Come. Well, you know what? We're going to go with them so we can make sure to know what's going on so we can kind of knock them out of their course. And that's what they've been doing. They've been knocking us off our course because guess what? They riding and shooting and doing all this kind of stuff because guess what? Once that agitator get that police to the point, then we going to come behind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shut your mouth
girl,
up. Back up and say
coming
out
of you.
Let all them come up there. Let all them step in the front and y'all
come
back on.
Come
y'all
here, come
y'all back on back and say, that ain't what we about. Let them do that. Step back, y'all, because that's not what we came there for. Y'all letting somebody lead y'all for y'all own call? I just didn't understand that. I can't. Mm-mm. You can't lead me nowhere. You ain't know where I've been. I'm and where I'm going. I'm far. You trying to take me this way, and my mind was saying I'm going to the left. But hey, when I get down there with you, you going to the right, so I'm following you. No, that's the issue that we've been having a long time,
girl. You better speak.
Come on. Right.
Oh, y'all, listen. Listen, that's why I tell y'all tune in to Sisters United, baby, because we got something for everybody. We got a person for everybody.
Yeah,
let me tell you. We really do. We got a person for everybody because let me tell you something. Our ancestors used to sit in, boycott,
mm-hmm.
do things,
mm-hmm.
and they would get arrested, and
mm-hmm.
they would.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was a certain group for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We had Malcolm X for certain
mm-hmm.
things.
That's
we
right.
had
Martin
mm-hmm. for certain things. You know, so we have to respect what
Amen.
God made everybody for.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah.
at the same time, it's something God's signature not on. That's why I keep saying
mm-hmm.
we. Some of us saying they ain't got to do all that. Why they got to do all that? But you got to understand
right.
that when God looks at his people are upset.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to say that the black folk are the chosen people. I'm not going to put
well,
that out there. But when his people are oppressed and he says, I'm bringing them out, this lady say, well, it got to be in a peaceful manner. But hold on, let me help you with something. When he brought the children of Israel out, it wasn't peace.
It wasn't peace.
People say, oh, well, they walked on dry land. Hold on, hold them up, swallow them up. No, they didn't. Let me tell you what went down. It was some plagues had to hit Pharaoh.
Come on
right?
now.
It was some stuff had
Come
to. Oh, somebody
happen.
Out there, listen, I'm just trying to help you. God do what he want to do. Mm. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will repay. Mm. And you got to understand, when you got a whole, you got a whole culture of people that have been oppressed for years. Come on. And hundreds of years have been killed in the street, have been shot in their homes just because you fit the description.
Right.
Come on. I'm trying to help you. Listen, he said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. So guess what? It's going to come back. And we got to understand, and we got to help our children understand that that may not be the way you go, but that's the way somebody else will go, because God has allowed this whole thing to happen.
That's what I was telling somebody on my live yesterday. When I walked yesterday, I don't know, I was in my feelings, and I just went live while I was walking, and I told somebody, I was like, how do you tell me? I can't tell you. I said, I'm not for the right, I'm not against the right, but my thing is, I can't tell you what to do. You know how you feel inside. I can't tell you go down there and protest and you don't want to do that. I can't tell you to not throw a rock, because whatever you're going to do, you're going to do. But I know what I'm going to do. I'm a motivator. I encourage. I uplift people. I try to tell my people, come on, let's lock arms and arms. Because that's, when we lock arms and arms, let me tell you, we the most
strong
that is. And this is why they have put us to the point where they're putting us against each other. And we continue it. They started it, and then we're continuing. And they're happy with that, because I've seen a video. I sent a couple of them to y'all about a KKK member. He was talking about, thank you, black kids, for killing each other. You're helping me out, and that's why this. And I was just listening, like, this is why y'all okay with them coming, everybody coming to the protest. I'm not against. I love everybody. First of all, let me tell you, I don't care about what color you are, because I love everybody like God loves us. I love everybody. So my whole thing is this. I'm fighting. Let's say me and Keisha's fighting. We decide we're going to get into a fight. And one of my friends come up, and they're white. And they're like, no, Keisha, you can't fight Zena because of this, this, and this. And you're going to be like, okay, well, I'm respecting her, but you're still not going to respect me, because I'm not the one that spoke up for myself. That person spoke up for me. So how is it that?
You're saying fight for yourself.
That's my whole thing, is fight for yourself. Stop being afraid. We fight each other. Why can't we fight against
the cause? Oh, yeah, fight each other, pull each other's wig off and put it on world stuff.
Why can't we fight against the cause and say, my white brothers and sisters, my Hispanic brothers and sisters, thank you for coming, but we need you in the back. We need you in the back, because this is for us. We coming here. Thank y'all for coming with us. Show us y'all with us by coming on behind us. I don't know. That's the way I feel. I just feel like we need to be in the front line. We need to be in the front line, y'all, because at the end of the day, I don't think anything's going to change, because my cousin said she seen her friend asked her to help her understand and why we're angry or we're mad, and so she explained it to her. But guess what? She still didn't understand.
I mean, but if I don't walk
around,
really
doesn't want to understand.
Exactly.
So that's my thing.
Now, I don't know that they hurt.
Right.
I don't know your shoes hurt if I never walked a mile, so... I mean, some things
you
can explain.
They
feel fine for me. Right, exactly. So, I mean, unless you've experienced something, it's no way for you to fully understand, but there's a thing called empathy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's
a
thing called empathy. So, I believe that, you know, that's all, you know, that that's where that comes in. You know, you can empathize for a person, empathize with a person for a person, although you've never experienced their, you know, their situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
How would you feel if?
Right.
You know, and if it's not good enough for you, it ain't good enough for me. I'll say that in a minute. If
put
you don't like the way
in
it
that
feels.
Person's shoes, and just imagine that if that happened to you, just really, really close your eyes and imagine that's your child, that's your brother, your husband, your mother. Just really, how do you think you would feel?
Right. That's empathy.
Because a lot of people be like, oh, y'all just up there. I got into it with somebody on Facebook, saying that you people always want to go and act like y'all me in a choir bars, but y'all ain't nothing but criminals.
Who are you?
So I had to go there.
Yeah.
I said, well, we criminals? We criminals because y'all was criminals. Y'all kidnapped us and brought us over here. And he was like, you're too young to be kidnapped. I said, see, you missed the point. That's my whole point.
You say the boat just left.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sisters United. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into our next topic. Let me tell y'all something. Get out and stand up for yourself. How about
please,
that?
Please,
next show,
please,
this
please,
show
now.
Coming to you is by Global Gospel. It said Breathe right here.
Come on
Sisters United.
Yes.
Off your chest, put your mind in motion. Sit back, relax, give thought to this notion. Go breathe, little homie, in the midst of your ocean. Take it one step at a time when them walls is closing. You can be called and not chosen. Strategize your race. As long as you make it in, you ain't gotta be first place. Stop running out of breath. Ain't no shortage on air. Stop letting this world pressure you. It's worst nightmare. We feeling like Rick Flair. We refuse to fold. We standing firm on his word, y'all. All 10 told. Ain't born now, ho. We done faced them all. Gotta breathe till you lose grip. Resist till you fall. And when you're back against that wall, take one deep breath. Process, been released. Watch the order your step. It takes endurance in this thing. It's not speed or strength. Give thought to technique. Watch how your time is spent, huh?
Commentary of the Sisters United page. When they're at home, they're chilling out, they'll take time, do their little independent commentary on different topics that they want to discuss as well. We're going to get that Sisters United page popping, okay? I want it popping with videos. I want y'all on the Sisters United page. You're already in the group. I want you on the page, and I need you to post questions so they can answer them, so they give their opinion, so they give you insight. Your man cheating? Go ahead and post it. Say, hey, he cheating. I think he cheating. I feel like he cheating, but I'm going to help you with this one. Most likely he is. If you feel it,
well,
I'm just saying. Might not be cheating with a lady.
Okay.
Well,
he could be cheating with gambling or cheating in the next room. Okay, that's a new show. That's a new show.
making them plans.
Yeah. Talking softly on the telephone.
I done heard about all of that.
Who is that?
Oh, they on that old internet talking about delete.
Okay.
I just.
We're going to move on. Boo-boo, I done saw it already.
they in that messenger. Oh, hola, hola.
Now they got the private room.
Now they got the private room.
You can look at each other now.
Hey, hey.
Now you in a private room.
Don't do it, Pat. Don't do it.
Don't do it. He done called the Uber.
Yeah.
Uber, take me to the other. Y'all, you go
fast.
Listen. Okay. Okay, I drifted. Let's move on. All right, y'all. Welcome back, Sisters United. Let's get into this topic. Come on, Love Jones. Start us off. We got it. This is pop.
Okay, y'all. I wanted to ask, are you a mother or are you a friend? And what I mean by that is so many of us raise our children like they're our friends, because we don't want them to be mad at us. We don't want them to get upset. We still think we're younger than what we are, because people are like, you're 50? Oh, my God, you look 30. Stop. New 40. The new 20 is not the new 40. I need y'all to stop that, because that is not true. Yes, we look good. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes,
but
wait.
We
past that. Rewind? Stage. What?
The new 20s, I mean, how do you say it?
The new 40 is not the new 20s.
Yeah, 40s is not the new 20s. And a lot of people
who said that?
I don't know. But like,
and where did they go
the
to get that feeling?
Because a lot of people say, oh my God, like, when people tell me,
I just want to know.
They're asking me my age, and I'm 49 years old. I would have never guessed, like, I thought you were just about to hit 40, 30. Thank you. And that's all. I don't feel like, oh, now I need to go back to my 30s.
Okay.
They see, like,
no,
I'm
ma'am. Let me go put these.
I remember them 20s and them 30s, and I ain't trying to go back.
Okay. Let me go put these days in this
right.
Stone. Well, no, my boss calls.
Like
my boss calls. They got these days to do.
Hey, hey.
Now they look like
ladies
to do.
Ladies.
Everything's dropping good now.
Okay. Auntie days to do. Okay.
No, right.
Grandma.
Oh, no.
Nana days to do.
But, yes, no, on the real though. Y'all, for real, we're raising our children like you don't want them to be mad at you. It's okay for them to be mad. It's okay. If you're teaching them right from wrong, it's okay for them to be mad. Because in the end, what you teach them, they're going to respect and be happy that you taught them. Because my daughter, like we went back about how you raise your kids. You don't feel like you should raise your kids like your parents and grandparents raised you. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like I did with my daughter. And a lot of people didn't want to do that, and I get that. But you forgot morals, respect, and honor.
But
you left that back there with grandma and grandpa and mom and them, and you just decided, oh, she want to do this, I'm going to do it with her, and I'm going to let this, I'm gonna be the parent where everybody come out my house and they can drink and they can smoke.
Love Jones,
yeah, I'm not doing that.
Go back a little bit, because you said something when you said that. I heard, even in my generation, I heard young parents, you know, because I was a young parent, they would say stuff like that. I'm not going to raise my kids
mm-hmm.
like my mama raised
mm-hmm.
but you ain't on drugs, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got a career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to give them everything they ask
mm-hmm.
for. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you get everything that
mm-hmm.
you asked? Look at who you are
that's
today.
That's why they were mad, because we were mad because we didn't get that. And in the process, we're thinking, oh, I need to give my kids this. It'll make them a better kid. No, it didn't make them a better kid. It made them a selfish kid.
Exactly.
And don't have no respect and no honor.
And going to put you in an old folks home.
Not grateful for they nothing.
And
going to
put you in an old folks home.
Right.
When you get
gonna
put
ain't
you right up in a... Oh, let's be real. Let's be real. You got a generation that said me. But
exactly.
You cannot be mad at them because
you
decided to make
I
them like that.
Exactly.
Oh, my daughter.
And I was true. We started this. Stop
yeah.
acting like you did.
Right.
Because I can take my lead. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to stand in my truth. Yeah, I was part of the problem because I was one of those moms. Was I the mom that was like the give you everything and anything? No, but I gave my kids a lot of stuff that they didn't ask for and
they didn't
earn.
Deserve. Okay.
They didn't earn it.
But I wanted them. I wanted them with it. They didn't even know they wanted it until I gave it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Every pair of Jordans I bought my oldest son. He didn't know, what Jordan was. Jordan did live. But you know what? When I got, with that first child, you know how to say, that first child, you be out of control.
Mm-hmm.
That second child, you kind of wean yourself off of all that little razzle dazzle. Because my kids tell you, they say, my mama will tell, got one phrase she say, I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want. You can't clean my bathroom. Guess what? When you come ask me for something, no, I ain't got to beat you every day. But guess what? It's going to be a time you're going to need. And guess what? Since I couldn't get my kitchen clean, because my kids get scared, I go clean the kitchen. They're like, why is mama in the kitchen?
Right.
Who they is in the kitchen? Who they? But see, it's a setup.
A setup.
And then they're like, mama, I got that now. No, I got this. And then they come home from school and all their stuff in the hallway. They got to sleep in the hallway. See, they be like, mama, you crazy. Mama, why are we sleeping in the hallway? Go ahead, baby. There's your pillow. I'm going to give you a pillow. I want to show you something. You didn't work for this. But you got this thing with you that make you think that you entitled to this bed, and you're not.
Come on now.
You're not. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go ahead.
Baby,
I don't get what I want. You don't get what you want. When you go work, that's why my daughter, I used to tell them all the time, y'all don't want to do what you're supposed to do around here. But when you go on that job, you're going to do what you need to do because you're going to want that paycheck.
Ooh, that sounds like a conversation I had.
I was going to help you.
Oh, Lord.
What went down?
She just don't feel like she's supposed to do number what she want to do. But what she want to do. And my thing is, I didn't say I wasn't going to do a baby. It's expression.
Looks can kill.
I'm going to need you to get in the mirror because I'm a mirror person. I need you to get in the mirror and practice. Think about different things that you think I might say.
Yeah.
And I need you to alter your face.
I need you to fix that.
I'm telling y'all. I'm not
do something with that.
If I don't say it, my face going to tell it all. I'm blessed.
Yeah. And
but see, I came up with a mother that had that before you know it. She had a before you know it syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, I done slept. Before you know it,
I had a miller
next week, mama. You understand me? I had one of them that had the backhand that was so cold. I remember one time we was at church, and I told my mama, I said, mama, we ready to go? All I remember is getting up off the floor.
Right.
All I remember. Now, some of y'all say that's child abuse, but let me tell you something. I never asked her that again.
I
okay.
I got the point. All respect for you. That's the thing. We're not teaching them the morals and the respect and the honor of anything. They don't love themselves. And it's like we put them as now these days because you so worried. It's women that are jealous of their daughter. It's men that are jealous of their son.
Ain't that something?
Your daughter done went and found a good man. He's taking care of her. You want to marry her.
You
provide for
her. Talking
and you mad because it took you 20, 30 people before you could find your pizza prince. And I
come on,
pizza prince.
Ain't
the one
that
you want. Your daughter can find what you want, and you over there looking like,
Not the PEACE piece, but the PIECE
piece.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Look, Rita, you so quiet, baby. What you think on this topic? Being your child's friend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think about that?
I agree. I definitely don't agree that you should be a child friend. I think you should. You're the foundation to train the child. You could be there. Like I always tell my niece, we could be friends later. But as of now, our job is to train you, to lead you, and to guide you in the way you should go. Because a lot of times, I was hearing in the media with the looting and all that, they was blaming it on youngsters not being raised, the grandmothers, of old days not raising, being grandmothers no more and all of that stuff because they had no, they just kind of wild. And I think, it's our job as parents, as guardians, to train the child in the way they should go. You know, yeah, that's, I'm not your friend. I'm like, like, you know, you gotta have the line drawn. Like I said, you know, yeah, we shouldn't be doing the same. We 20 years difference. There should be a difference. There the parents should have, of course, the more maturity level. Yeah. So, but like, I think one of you guys was saying how, you know, they smoking with their kids, they dancing with the kids, they clubbing with the kids, you know, with their children. And I'm like, that's just, you know, I don't know. I think people think of it different when the child get grown, but it still, I think on a certain level, should show a difference. But like I see it, to each his own. But yeah.
But the one thing I think where we go wrong is we never draw a line or make a difference,
right,
between where you are and where your child is.
Yeah,
because I was, my daughter, she would talk to me, it's so far she'll go. Mm. But I had to tell her one day, even when she got grown, like, you'll never be on my level.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be, and not my level as far as I'm better than you, but
I'm your mom.
Keep the respect. Don't get so comfortable that you think that we homegirls. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
On that level.
Right.
Now we can go, now that she grown and everything, we can go different places that we couldn't go when she was young.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? We can have conversations we couldn't have, you know, but ever. Because what happens is when we allow people, sometimes we just give people out, just allow them to disrespect us as the leaders.
Right.
We really do. It's just like, you know, if like my son, he was on the phone with me one day, he was feeling himself, you know, they get a certain age, so smelling themselves, feeling themselves, whatever they doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me, and he was telling me, "Mama, you don't never listen to me," and all this kind of stuff. And so I calmed down. I let him get away with that one, you know. And I said, "Okay, baby, what you trying to tell?" So then after he said that, I went to say what I need to say. He said, "I ain't finished." I say, "See,
I say,
let me introduce you to my friend, Doc." He said, "Who's that?" This is a dial tone, and hung up in his face. See, when he called me back. He apologized because he realized, okay, I got a little carried away with myself.
Right.
Now I'm gonna let you tell me when I don't listen to you because you are a person. You see what I'm saying? You are a person. But I don't want you to get it twisted and think that you can start handling me no any kind of way.
Exactly.
You know, when we get in front of even my mama, we don't cuss in front of my mama.
Mm-hmm.
We have a line of respect for my mother.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because she's a woman of God. You see what I'm saying? Now, some parents, they cuss. The kids cuss because they grown or whatever. But I think everybody was raised a certain way, but you still have to have a level of respect. You have to have respect because once that line is blurred, it's just like if you run a business and people get to, the people that are employed by you get to handling you a certain way and they going out for drinks with you and chilling with you. Before you know it, when you tell them to do something at the job and you expect it done, guess what they're going to do? They're going to be like, oh, I'll get it later.
Right.
Because they done became what? Common with you.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And sometimes that's what happens with our kids. We have it with our children, teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
We have an adult conversation with teenage kids.
Yeah, and we laughing and joking with them and doing all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, you know, where's the respect? Where's the line, the fine line? Because, see, me, I don't want no kid. I don't care who your kid is. If they under 18, they don't need to call me Zena because me and you ain't on the same level.
We ain't on the same. Why you call me?
You call me Miss Zena. You call me Ain't Zena. You call me Miss Socha. You call me whatever you want, but do not call me Zena because I'm going to say what?
Put some respect.
Put some respect. And what happened to it?
I hear
people call their grandmother by their first name. Okay, Marjorie.
But
Marjorie.
You know what?
What?
Some of them are like that. They didn't want to. They didn't want
to
feel like grandmother.
Feel like grandmother.
Or whatever. Nah. Don't call me granny.
You better get a nana or something.
I'm honey.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
either that or grand diva. My mama said
grand diva.
Grand diva.
I'm calling you grand diva.
My mama said, please, not grand diva. Okay, yeah. So, honey, yeah. But, yeah, you have to have some kind of differentiation, you know, whatever, between you and your children.
Yeah.
You know, I have to catch myself sometimes because I have a clingy little 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Most 15-year-olds want to run off and be with their friends. No.
She like being a
If I take one step, she want to take four to make sure she right there with me and then I don't
you
think of behind it. Okay, or whatever. So I'm trying to kind of wean her off of me now because she going to 11th grade. She going to college. What's she going to do?
Hmm.
You know, I'm not worried about what she's going to do, but I'm worried about her worried about what do
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to have a clue.
Yeah.
You know?
And I told a lot of people had an issue with some of the things that I raised my kids doing because I didn't, if they had different events to go to, you know, how a lot of parents are at every event.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to be at every event.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, why not? I said, because I need them to function without me. You know, I need them to, and I was a single parent, so I had to do that. I had to, and it wasn't easy to sit at home, and boy, my daughter would go out, Mama, you ain't coming, I just can't, you know. But now, today, she's able to stand on her own. She don't have to, because if something happened to me, I don't want your whole life to fall apart.
Right.
If somebody comes into your life that's your husband or that's your spouse, I don't want you sitting back waiting, you know, so attached to me that you can't make your own
decision.
You need to be able to stand as an individual.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
And some parents don't understand that concept. They there at everything. They do everything for them. They pick up after them. They do. Listen, that person, and I guess I was raised in a house with seven other people. You know, there was a lot of us. And I'm the middle child. They always say the middle child is left out, but let's move on.
Yeah.
And everybody had their...
I think
that's why I always have something to say. Yeah, everybody had their... Oh, I always have something to say. They own stuff, you know? But me, I had to go out there and I had to figure out my way. You know, when I left that house, got pregnant at 17, I mean, 16, had the baby at 17, and... Nobody was going to help me do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And of course, everybody had something to say.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. But as soon as I left my mama's house at 18, I didn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lived with somebody, then I got in my own place.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got the feel of my own space, you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
yes.
I wanted my children to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to have a roommate. I want you to understand your own space.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that you can move and you are able to create and be whatever you want to be on your own.
Yeah, right.
But that's why so many people that need attention. They need a crew. They need a cheerleading squad. I don't need one. I never needed one.
Right.
You know, but if you don't give them those wings, if you don't push them out the nest, I told my son, hey, get a job or get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the room and cried.
Yeah.
In his face, I did.
Right.
I said it.
Right. And stood by it.
Stood by it.
Meant
that.
And
went in the room and cried.
Like, Lord, I want my baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, and then when he called, he was like, Mama, you know, I'm in. I said, all right then. Because you chose not to get a job. You chose to go and you know, live somewhere else. So they told me that you didn't want a job. But he went and got a job even when he left. And I was so proud of him. But we got that fear and that attachment that we develop with our children.
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn when it turns from healthy to unhealthy.
Right.
Because we'll start dating our kids. I ain't dating my son. My son, listen, let me tell you how cold, but my son was he go to the grocery store for me. I'm a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
He go to the grocery store for me. We going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
We finna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We up on Saturday morning watching cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He had to get out the way so my husband can come in there and do what he needs to.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Right,
but if some single mom dating their children,
yeah.
dating their girls, and so when the man comes, man, he don't have no space. I don't know why he left. He had, because you got somebody in it, so he come in your room, your daughter in the bed with you.
Mm-hmm.
He come in, open you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you're speaking the truth, though. That's what.
Because we use our children. Yeah.
You know, the society that we're living in, I just be looking like, Lord, like, how do you be okay with dating your daughter and your son? Like, let them live their life. My whole thing is show them the way and don't be that mother-in-law.
Oh,
or father-in-law.
Let's do a show on mother.
Into the relationship.
My mother-in-law, I got now.
I don't have a mother-in-law.
But I want to talk about mother-in-laws.
Well,
I want to do mother-in-laws from hell.
Oh, wow.
So, I got a lot to say. No, you got y'all.
Look, I'm going to be taking notes. So I know what not to
expect. What not to deal with.
And I'm going to be giving notes.
And I'm
right
here for you, honey.
I got a whole lot.
Listen, let's go wrap this show up. Rita, you want to say something? You want to say something, girl, on this topic right here? And then you can sign off because we're going to go ahead and sign off. Go ahead, Rita.
No, I'm good. I'm just going to sign off. This is Rita Nelson. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
All right, Rita.
This is Keisha Robinson. Glad I had a lot of my friends on today checking me out. Every Wednesday, 10 o'clock. See you next week.
All right.
Have a good week.
Love, John.
Don't forget to love on yourself.
Amen.
Come on.
Love on yourself.
Love on yourself.
Yeah.
This is Soul Tree. Yes, I say it all the time. I am her. She is me. And yes, I am everything, y'all.
Okay.
I love y'all. I want us to stand together, y'all. It's time to unite. Stand up, my black brothers and sisters. Stand up.
All right. This has been Sisters United. We love you with the love of God. God bless you. Peace. Well, y'all still on the video.
Peace,
but y'all on this broadcast, gotta go. We love you. We really, really do.
Okay, I just want to say hey, Charlotte. Okay, I'm good.